This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Late last week, the Federal Communications Commission banned robocalls that use voices generated by artificial intelligence. That came after phone calls using AI to imitate President Joe Biden were made to New Hampshire voters during that state's primary. The fake messages tried to discourage people from voting. Authorities have issued cease and desist orders against two Texas companies they say were involved with the robocalls. For more on this, we are joined by Wasim Khalid, CEO and co-founder of Blackbird AI, a firm that uses AI to spot and fight disinformation campaigns. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, great to be here.
Let's go back and hear that soundbite of the fake President Biden phone call. And just to be extra clear, this is fake, fake, fake. Fake, fake. This is not actually President Joe Biden speaking.
Voting this Tuesday only enables the Republicans in their quest to elect Donald Trump again. Your vote makes a difference in November, not this Tuesday.
So that is not President Biden, but it is pretty convincing. This technology is pretty advanced and it's only getting better, right?
Absolutely. The thing about today's generative AI and technology-infused landscape is the tools that are available to do the kind of thing you just heard here have become so low cost and so easy to use by threat actors or anyone who's looking to deceive the public. It's made the ability to manipulate human perception so straightforward that it's going to just continue to ramp up.
Are there less tangible or less obvious ways AI might be harnessed to manipulate people, whether that's in election years or not?
Well, it's the combination, people fusing all of these things together to create much more convincing realities that can deceive people much easier. So you may note that very recently there was a $25 million transaction that took place because the person who was making that wire transfer actually thought that their CEO and other executives were on a Zoom call. And it turned out that the videos were superimposed over essentially avatars. They had simulated their voices using clips from their voices, and it combined it all together to create something that was very, very difficult to overcome by the average person. And that's because today, people aren't really ready for the kinds of mind-bending technologies that are out there.
That is nuts. A fake Zoom call, a like fake video, fake audio, fake all of it. That's wild.
And it worked.
And it worked, right. Do you have any thoughts on what we as consumers should do to protect ourselves from this latest generation of malicious AI?
With generative AI or any kind of media, you have to think that, yes, it very well could be fabricated and that technology will get better and better. So video, audio, they're all questionable. I would say the other thing is, for example, it's happened to many people where they'll get a distress call from someone they know. And they say maybe they're in Mexico and in some foreign country and they've been kidnapped and they need money via a wire transfer or something of that nature. And this is happening pretty widespread as well, right? This is the analog just tip is if someone calls you and they say they're in distress, they need money or they need help or whatnot. I mean, I have, and many people I know now have like a code word with their family. And so people really need to understand what's happening in the information environment to protect themselves today.
Wasim Khalid is CEO and co-founder of Blackbird AI. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.